eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
NWSL, here's how it went down. Angel City 2-1 over the Utah Royals. Seattle Reign get the 2-1 win over San Diego. Gotham 1-0 over the NC Courage. Portland Thorns, another big win for them, 2-1 over the Washington Spirit. It was a 1-1 draw between the Houston Dash and KC Current. Orlando Pride 1-0 over Racing Louisville. And Chicago Red Stars get the 2-1 win over Bay FC. For more on the weekend in NWSL, we are delighted to welcome to the desk Lisa Carlin. Hello, Lisa.
Good morning. I love our little routines here, guys.
I know.
Monday morning, I come in, I say hi. It's great.
You're like a ray of sunshine at this desk. You're like the busiest woman in the world, and so we appreciate you fitting us into your very, very busy schedule.
This is top priority. Morning footy is top of the list. Mm-hmm. I gotta always make time for it.
There is a podcast on hold somewhere because you're here.
Seriously.
They actually are connected to the mic, so it's just all on it.
At what time does your alarm go off for morning footy? Like to be here?
7. Not that bad.
That's all right.
That's not terrible.
That's respectable.
Right. I get here at 7:45, 7:50.
I'd be able to go to bed at 1 a.m.
I know. Those were the days. Oh, my gosh. Well, anyway, we appreciate you, Lisa. All right, let's chat on some of these results this weekend. Two unbeaten teams facing off between Orlando and Racing Louisville, but Barbara Banda strikes again for Orlando. Talk to us about the season that she's having and Orlando.
Tremendous. I mean, Barbara Banda has given this Orlando Pride side such a lift. Her ability to find open areas, score in such a variety of ways. She gets a header goal to keep Orlando undefeated on the season and take them into first place in the rankings, a place that Orlando has not been in a very long time. But it's the cumulative effort of the Orlando Pride group, Seb Hines, and what he's building with this side, but really with Barbara Banda and her ability to just lose defenders. She makes it look so easy to be wide open so often in the box and create chances and get shots off. It's frankly not fair. I don't know how you stop her, right? Because she's so quick. She's deceptive with her runs. She's good aerially. She can shoot from distance. She combines well. She is just like a quadruple threat in the front line.
She's in the U.S.'s group, right? With Zambia for the Olympics, I believe.
Yes, but that's a little bit TBD right now because Zambia is dealing with some federation issues where some of their federation officials have been suspended. And under FIFA, if you're official, if you have people in your federation that are suspended, you are not able to participate in international tournaments.
Ooh.
So right now, Zambia is in the midst of conversations and talks and dealing with It was money laundering with some of their federation people. Yeah, there's a lot. We talked about it on Attacking Third, Nico. Wow. Clearly you are.
Can't you just temporarily fire them and then go to the Olympics? Whatever.
Yeah, but when
you need me, some of these federations need me.
It's that easy, Alexis. Yeah. On Louisville's side, Lisa, we said they were unbeaten heading into this match, but they only have one win on the season. This was their first loss, so they've got a whole bunch of draws now. Where are they falling short?
They can't score, Suze. Yeah. That's like their biggest issue right now with Orlando Pride or with Racing Louisville. When they get these chances and these opportunities, they're not putting them away. They have really good pieces. Defensively, they're really sound. But Bev Yanez, the head coach at Louisville, is building up this group tactically. She wants them to have a really good tactical understanding of the game, how her team wants to play, how they're going to go against opposition. So she basically started from ground zero, and she's trying to lay all these different foundations. So they were disappointed that they weren't getting wins and picking up 3 points. However, they stayed undefeated on draws and picking up 1 point along the way. But they weren't complete games by any means, whether they were conceding goals late. I mean, the first time Orlando and Louisville played, Louisville went up 2-0. And at the very end of the game, they concede 2 to Orlando, and they end up drawing. So it was it's a mess because they can't put together a complete 90-minute game.
Interesting. All right, let's transition over to a game that had a four-hour weather delay between Kansas City and Houston. It ended in a 1-1 draw. When they headed into that weather delay, Kansas City had the 1-0 lead, correct?
Yes, it was at halftime.
I knew something was up when I put my I will go back to look at my screen, and I see Megan Rapinoe get picked up off the pitch. And I said, what game is on right
what
now?
What year is it? I thought she retired.
Last playoffs versus Allie Krieger's Gotham.
So Kansas City and Houston, they played the first 45 minutes. It was in Houston at Shell Energy Stadium, and there was a little bit of rain earlier in the day. Temwa Shoyinga ends up getting on the board for Kansas City. They're flying high. It should have been easily 3 or 4-0 at halftime for Kansas City. They had so many great opportunities. Jane Campbell in goal for Houston. She kept the dash in this match, and that ends up being the first goal in the first half. Then there is a four-hour halftime. The second half doesn't start until 6:15.
Wow.
And this is a moment for Houston. They looked better in the second half after this long break. I don't know what they were eating in the locker room because they come out and the celebrations from Fran Alonso, the head coach for Houston Dash, they end up getting one goal from Amanda West, who had a tremendous second half. She is a young rookie out of Pittsburgh. She did a really good job of anticipating where Kansas City was going to make their mistakes in the back. And they made a lot of mistakes in the second half in the back. And ultimately, that's how Houston gets the one goal to split points between Kansas City and them. But it was a crazy match.
How difficult is it, though? Like, when you get a four-hour delay and you're just waiting around, and especially if you're Kansas City and you have the lead, you know, to kind of like...
It's terrible. So they had to sub out some certain players that probably they wouldn't have if it's just a 15-minute halftime. Mm. Kansas City had to take out DiBernardo. They had to bring in some other players because when you warm up for 30 minutes, then you play 45 minutes, you're expected a 15-minute break and then to go again. And when you're sitting around, you don't know what to eat. You don't know, do I keep moving? Do I cool down? Do I warm up again? How long is this going to be? Mm-hmm. Of course, they're watching the radar as the rest of us were, and it was just purple covering Houston. It was like, okay, this is not going to end anytime soon. But as a player, that's terrible. You just want the game to end at that point. Let's reschedule it for another time.
Yeah.
It's really hard to go back out there.
Do you just write this off of your Vlatko and Casey Curran? They're still undefeated. Maybe you expected a little bit more from Casey Curran, but whatever, just given the circumstances, we move on and it keeps
on going. You move on, get over it. But frankly, Nico, Kansas City should have had 3 more goals in the first half. They should have. And it should have been a different 4-hour break, a lot of different conversations. But they are still undefeated. They drop out of first place. Orlando's win takes them ahead of Kansas City in first in the standings. Kansas City drops one. But they are still undefeated.
Still unbeaten.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Nowhere near first is Gotham. But, we got to win.
You got to win. You got a Lynn Williams goal.
Let's go.
You got Rose Lavelle, Crystal Dunn, and Lynn Williams on the pitch at the same time.
We're starting to build.
Things are coming together for Gotham. Lynn Williams gets her first goal of the season, and Gotham, they get the win over North Carolina. This was a bit of a sloppy game, though. Pieces still coming together for Gotham. They need to have a complete game. They're lucky to sneak out with the win in the 11th minute from Williams.
They did stop Haley Hopkins from getting many touches on the ball, though, which was great.
They did, yeah. She's impressive up top for North Carolina. But to me, it's North Carolina falling short versus Gotham being the better team.
All right, well, I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that.
Of course.
It's still early days.
Yeah.
They got time.
We got time,
baby. Plenty of time. Lisa, you're the best.
This
appreciate
was fun.
You. We can watch you on Attacking Third.
Sure can. 10 p.m. tonight on Golazo Network.
Yeah.
I came prepared with the time.
I love it. Exactly. We're always like,
it does. It's all it says on our notes. 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Golazo Network.
You heard it from Lisa. We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.